Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday, as much as that's possible. Super Bowl is set. Chiefs and the Eagles meet once again, and a bored nation tunes out. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure millions of people will be tuning in, despite everyone saying how boring the matchup is. I do think it'll be a great football game. Hard to beat that Bills Chiefs game yesterday. That was an outstanding football game. Not surprising to see the Eagles take care of business the way they did. That defense is legit. Going to be fascinating to see how Andy Reid, Mahomes and company attack it. Just excited for a Super Bowl, not excited for the NFL season to wind down and the deep, dark length of the offseason stretching before us. But hey, there's a lot to talk about, always plenty of news and notes and things, and we'll be chatting about it all offseason long right here at Cheesehead TV. Obviously, the draft being in Green Bay is an exciting time, and we got plenty of draft content here for you. I had a nice chat with Paul Bredel earlier today about the Senior Bowl, which kicks off today. Very important for the Green Bay Packers and their draft process. Make sure you check out that chat, Paul, with some great stuff there. And the latest edition of the Draft Industrial Complex, our weekly draft podcast here at Cheesehead TV, dropped earlier this afternoon. Tyler Brook and myself. Shout out to Tyler for playing hurt, playing sick. That's what you got to do. You got to overcome. Make sure you check those out. Those are both here on the YouTube channel. And also you can check them out on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. I know you're all ready to talk about Rich Bisaccia getting a contract extension. Look, as a content creator who covers the Packers, I am required by law to bring you the news, and that is the news as reported by Tom Silverstein. But man, the completely predictable overreaction to that news dropping was something to behold this afternoon, as everyone seemingly ready with their pitchforks to come after both Rich, Matt LaFleur, anyone involved with the Green Bay Packers organization. I mean, I do kind of long for a time where football season ended and we all just went our merry way and came back in the summer and watched training camp and the season started. But we all know we're all obsessed with this sport, and we rise and fall, our spirits do, on each and every morsel of information. This one is no different. I understand the trepidation that fans have when it comes to Bisaccia's tenure in Green Bay, mostly because he was hired as a special teams coordinator, and the special teams has been anything but under his purview. But I would remind folks that he is the assistant head coach of a team that has gone from 8 to 9 to 11 wins the last 3 years. And I understand the special teams is his headline gig. And as long as those special teams are substandard, fans are going to be upset about it. No question about it. I understand. But it's very clear that Matt LaFleur values his presence on his staff. And he is the assistant head coach who does a lot more than just organize and coordinate the special teams. Now, would anybody with the team like to come forth and talk about his specific role? Probably not. I doubt we'll ever get that information. But again, it's clear that Matt LaFleur values his presence there. So while I understand the hand-wringing and I get that it's an easy target in the offseason for fans to say, oh, they're just doing the same old, same old. The same old has gotten them, again, from 8 to 9 to 11 wins. That is a team heading in the right direction. Matt LaFleur doesn't want to be a guy who's hiring and firing each and every year. He wants stability. He sees a program that's heading in the right direction, and he doesn't want to have major turnover each and every year on his staff. I understand that. I get it. Now, do I think that the special teams are fine? No, of course not. Special teams have to be better. I'm sure Rich Bisaccia is aware of that. But the overreaction is just a bit much for me. I guess I'm just old. I know that's just the world we live in now, and I have to accept it. But that's my reaction to the news. I'm sure we'll get to your reactions very soon, right after we give a shout-out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the #1 daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. Yesterday, a travesty. My lineup would have hit if Devontae Smith gets one more reception. Just one more. That was a tough way to go out. But as I said, Prize Picks, it's the number one daily fantasy sports app. Use code CHTV. There's a link in the description of this video for you to do so. Get on it, people. What's going on, folks? Let the Bisaccia healing begin. Ryan Willie coming in hot. Thank you for the super chat, man. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, equals special teams coordinator. Also, I won't be watching the Super Bowl. The NFL wants KC to win. I stopped watching the AFC Championship game after I saw KC get phantom calls. Ryan, you are in the running, man. You are like a hot single back when Casey Kasem was doing the Hot 100 each and every Sunday night. You're number one with a bullet at times when it comes to the Eeyore power rankings. I don't know if you've unseated Soder just yet, but you're getting there, man. It's impressive. As far as the special teams coordinator aspect of it, you're not wrong. It is frustrating to see Rich Bisaccia brought back year after year and even kind of jokingly talking about expecting different results, because I don't know why they would, right? I mean, each and every year we talk about how poorly the special teams do. I don't think we've seen Gosselin's special teams rankings yet for this season, but I suspect the Packers will not fare well, much like they did not fare well last year. I do remember last summer asking Rich Bisaccia if he had a plan to clean up the penalties, as they were by far the most penalized special teams unit in the league. And his reaction to that and his response to that was that some of these were penalties they just lived with because of their play style. Is that the same play style that was unable to break a return all year, or allowed a, you know, easy fake punt touchdown against the Bears? I don't know. But I agree that I don't hold out much hope in some magical turnaround when it comes to the special teams under Rich's purview. Joey, what's up, man? RIP Calvin Jones. Oh, man, what a shout out. Rest in peace. A one-year Packer, if I remember right. Probably best remembered as a Raider. And also, this is true, went on to become a member of the Omaha Beef. Alumni also include Matt LaFleur. Jordan Stewart, thanks for the super chat, man. For everyone upset with Bisaccia, y'all hated Mike Stock, Sean Slocum, Ron Zook, Sean Menenga, and Maurice Drayton too. Random Packer, Army QB, Ronnie McCata. You're not telling tales there, Jordan. They do hate every single special teams coordinator that comes through the door. However, I will also point out, it's not without reason or cause. It's not like Sean Slocum, Stock, Zook, whoever, were out there throwing fastballs, coordinating excellent units. I do get the frustration from fans. Now, that said, the one that you listed there that was more than justified people getting out their pitchforks for was Maurice Drayton. I mean, that year it was clear that he was in over his head, had no business heading up that unit. Everyone knew, I mean everyone, apparently except for Matt LaFleur, knew that his unit was going to cost them, and it did, at the worst possible moment in a playoff game. So I understand, yes, that people hate on special teams coordinators, especially when the special teams aren't very good. So I get that it gets, you know, a bit monotonous. It's not like fans don't have a reason. You know, it's hard for me to take them to task or to chide them for being upset with the fact that the Packers have found, I mean, little to no way forward when it comes to improving on special teams in any kind of consistent way. Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat, man. Loving the new draft pod. Thank you so much. Thanks for checking it out, man. Well, again, shout out to Tyler for playing hurt today. Please, everybody, check out the new episode. Went over a lot today. No question. Joe, thank you, man. Got to think Packers special teams problem transcends special teams coach. I mean, I think there's something to that. I always try and be fair, and I try to like look at the whole context of the thing, and the fact that the Packers do have the youngest team in the league certainly is a component. Injuries, bringing guys up from, you know, practice squad, etc. That's all part of it, but most teams are dealing with those kind of things. Maybe not the, you know, youngest team in the league, but certainly the transient nature of special teams, how you have guys in and out all the time, injuries affecting who you can throw on certain units. every special teams coordinator deals with that, every single one. So I do give a little grace, but at some point, you know, every special teams coordinator has to deal with a lot of the same variables and seemingly have the ability to produce better results. Ed, what's going on, man? I look forward to knowing that I will be buying a NFC Championship t-shirt next year. There you go, Ed. See, that's the opposite of a Ryan Willey or a Soder. We need a positive power ranking. The opposite. We have a Tigger. That's a Tigger power ranking as opposed to the Eeyore power ranking. I like it, Ed. I like where your head's at. JP, what's going on, man? Think the QB wins crowd will see the absurdity of their ways now that Jalen Hurts has been as twice as many Super Bowls as Aaron freaking Rodgers? No, it just means in their simplistic view of the world that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback. Now, I don't believe that, but I'm sure there are plenty of people making that argument. I've seen one or two of them today on Twitter, in fact. But no, of course, it's not. We all know, any of us with a working frontal lobe understand that it is a team game. It is the ultimate team game. And yes, having a great quarterback certainly gives you an advantage, but QB wins are not a stat. And there is more than one way to play the game of football. You can win a lot of different ways, and you can win with your quarterback playing a different style, as evidenced by one Jalen Hurts. But no, I don't think people are going to come, you know, to any kind of realization there, JP. Soder, what's going on, man? Positive here is Packers assistants are getting looked at by other teams. They most certainly are. Certainly getting interviews, being, looked at and or kind of recognized, as it were. I know I saw yesterday a report, the one that I guess I had kind of slipped under the radar that I didn't. I know that Stenovich had been interviewing for the Bears job, but he also apparently got a look in Seattle at the offensive coordinator position there. But yeah, to your point, it does speak to recognition from the outside, guys doing a good job. I think as we go along, we'll see more of that, more success the Packers have. The more this team improves in the win column and makes noise in the postseason, that is generally what comes with that territory. Joey, thank you, brother. Get Packers in Lambeau week one, damn it. Couldn't agree more. And if there is one drum I am going to be beating all offseason until the schedule comes out, that is going to be it. Well, that and get Sterling Sharp and Mike Holmgren in the Hall of Fame. But man, absolutely 1,000%. Matt LaFleur ain't never, ever coached a week one game at Lambeau Field. That is fucking absurd. Get it. Get it done. Brett, you might have missed my opening, but what has Rich done in three seasons as special teams coordinator to warrant a contract extension? I don't think the contract extension has much to do with his special teams coordination. I think it has a lot to do with him being an assistant head coach, a title that was given to him 2 years ago. And as I pointed out at the start, and maybe you missed, this is a team that has gone from 8 to 9 to 11 wins with Rich Bisaccia as the assistant head coach. Now, does that excuse the poor performance of the special teams? Absolutely not. But it is very clear that Matt LaFleur values what he does on his staff beyond special teams. That's all I can say about that. And the other thing is, too, this is in conjunction with having the youngest team in the league 2 years in a row, having made the playoffs both of those years, after ripping the Band-Aid off from the Aaron Rodgers era. I suspect, and I never talked to him, the man, about this, but I suspect LaFleur really appreciates Bisaccia's vision, worldview, time in the league, because he is an aging veteran coach, having seen it all, done it all, and his ability to get stuff out of this young squad. There's no roadmap for this. It's not quantifiable. It's not something you can, you know, point to on a spreadsheet. But I suspect that is part of the package. And that is part of the reason Matt values his input. Again, this is guesswork on my part, but that's where I think it is. Fred, why are people tired of winning? You know, it's not winning enough. I mean, look, I get it, man. It is title town. That is the expectation. The Packers have fallen short for a good long while here now when it comes to that. And yes, winning is hard. Winning a Super Bowl is very difficult, regardless of how somewhat easy the Kansas City Chiefs seem to make it look. But there's no doubt that expectations are high in Green Bay for good reason. I don't begrudge fans for wanting a title. Nathan, this is a reasonable question. Oh, we got spam in the chat here. Bam. Sorry about that. Nathan, can they not bring in a coach specific for special teams and have Bisaccia just be an assistant coach? They could. They absolutely could. That doesn't seem to be the way they want to go. Now, the one thing I will add here, it is not done yet. As far as the offseason, the hiring cycle, they have not announced anything when it comes to the coaching staff. We will get that announcement later in the offseason. There's still time for that kind of thing to happen. Now, do I think it's going to? Probably not, but I wouldn't say it's impossible. You know, there's still some time to go here before we see how the staff lays out in its kind of final form. Joey, what's going on, man? I was thinking about this. Remember when people wanted Jim Leonard as our defensive coordinator? I don't even know where he is nowadays. Funnily enough, he is with Denver. And there was kind of news-ish stuff on him this morning. Apparently, though, I didn't see any reports of this. Apparently, he got some bites at potential defensive coordinator interviews, but he is going to remain on staff in Colorado at the Broncos. There's a possibility that, you know, if their defensive coordinator goes on to get a head coaching job somewhere, maybe he gets elevated to defensive coordinator in Denver. But right now, I believe he's a defensive backs coach. Don't quote me on that, but I know he's on staff with the Broncos. Question. I got an answer for you. Oh, hung W3 apron 13. I don't even know what that means. Question. For the past year's Packers playoffs run, how would you grade the offensive line performance? Ooh. Past years. Well, without you making a specific kind of parameter here, it's kind of hard to say. I will say one of the reasons that they've had trouble in the playoffs on offense is specifically because of their inability to run the football against the better defenses they've ended up facing. I don't doubt for a moment that they've performed pretty well in pass pro up until this game against Philly, where I think they really fell apart once Elgton Jenkins went out. Zach Tom had his worst game of the season. But overall, I think they've held up pretty well in pass protection. But their inability to be productive on the ground against good to great defenses has really hurt them. It's Steve, thanks to the super chat. Can Bisaccia coach up the defensive line? Doubtful, Steve. Doubtful. We'll see what happens when they hire a new defensive line coordinator, whoever that might be. Dean, thanks for calling this out. Andy Herman's analysis of Khalil Mack was really good. He would be a good addition over other free agents. I agree, Dean, when it comes to his play on the field. No question about it. And speaking of Andy, if you have not seen his video on Khalil Mack that dropped this morning, I highly recommend checking it out. Makes a ton of great points. Certainly shows what a good fit Mack would be on the Packers. The one trepidation I have there, and it's not I would do it, and I tell you guys all the time, you should thank your lucky stars I'm not the GM, because I would be a terrible general manager. I'd sign him in a heartbeat, but the way that Brian spoke about free agency in his final press conference this season would suggest that that's probably not a realistic signing in Green Bay, simply because he doesn't want guys at the tail end of their career. Now, could he be a Julius Peppers-like addition? Possibly. I tend to think, though, that Brian is going to want to keep building his young core of guys and, yes, make some selective additions in free agency if they are somewhat younger and or ascending players, but not tail end of their careers. Now, I'd say all this, and we could, you know, come out this spring with news. Day one, Packers signed Khalil Mack. I'm not saying it's impossible. I would tend to doubt that that's a realistic signing. That's just me. We'll see what the spring holds. Jake, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook, man. Heard a rumor that Getsy is back as QB coach. Any truth to that? Not per the reporting from Tom Silverstein. He is back on the offensive coaching staff, but he is not the quarterback's coach. That's what we know right now. We'll see what happens when they announce the staff later this offseason. Bryson, thank you so much for the super chat, man. This Super Bowl matchup is the irritating force versus the unlikable object. I don't know, man. I got to admit, I love this Philadelphia team. I do think the fan base is a little crazy sometimes, but the Eagles themselves, I'm all in, man. I love them. The players, the coaches, the staff, outside of Sirianni, who I think is annoying as hell, but I love the Eagles team. The Chiefs, yeah, I'm as sick of that as everybody else. So I'll definitely be rooting for the Eagles in this one. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. Just finished reading The Packer Way. Wolf talks about so many mistakes he made. Great perspective for this rebuilding of a contender 2025. Mike?
So funny you bring it up. Here's my copy. Here you go. There you go, buddy.
That's right. Always on hand. Always ready for it. This book, if you have not read it, as a Packers fan, cannot recommend it enough. Though it is funny to see how some of this has gone by the wayside and Mark Murphy's tenure. Certainly there are things that Ron talked about never doing, committees, search committees, things like that, that, you know, Murphy has employed that have ended up working out okay. But I do think every single Packers fan should read this book. Even though it is somewhat dated, it is still an incredible window into a man and a thought process that essentially not only turned the Packers around, but built the skeleton and the bones and the spine from which the Packers even today still exist from and on. Like, this was the Bible as far as Ron Wolf's vision for turning around a team that had been absolutely atrocious for decades. Read this book. What else we got here, folks? Driving crooner, I will not cheer for Philly ever, which is totally fine, completely understandable. Everyone's got their own relationship to these teams. I got no problem rooting for Philly, especially against the Chiefs and their attempt to three-peat. Cheeto, what's going on, man? Heard from a guy who knows a dude. Said Ben Johnson is in a boy band. He's nicknamed Silky Smooth BJ. Cheeto, have I told you lately how much I appreciate you? You always keep me on my toes. No question about it. All right, buddy. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.